saw the truth. Now I'm a true disbeliever. You steal the future, kill the youth. Now I'm a true disbeliever. All those rock and roll dreams are dead. Erase the candy colored meadows from my head. Shatter my illusion of a home. Now I'm a true disbeliever. Inject the poison in my bones.
Lay back and dream. Yeah.
Dig it, 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 yeah. All right, Radio Valencia. I'm the Alchemist. This is the Complex Cornucopia Cerebrum Cocktail Hour. Yeah, it's Saturday. Yeah, it's getting late. We're into the final hour now. Yeah. What did you just hear? You just heard Drunk in My Past. X, yes. John Doe, Xene Cervenka from their amazing, amazing record. More Fun in the New World. Love that band. Great, great, great band. We had a little track there from our local artist here, Eric McFadden, from his Eric McFadden Trio. He's currently taking residence at Sergeant Splendor right now. But the Eric McFadden Trio did a number of albums back in the early 2000s, including this one 2009 release, which was called A Little Delicate Thing. The track is called True Disbeliever. Eric's such an amazing guitar, and he's an amazing talent. His voice is great. We had a fun track there. That, man, this burned some memories here. Okay, so the track is called Julie's Blanket, Pig's Head, Snake Face by Mary's Danish from the 1991 release, Circa. And I remember when I first heard this track, I was on LSD, and I had cat hair in my eye, and I was with John Hell, and we were at some girl's house named Amber, or actually a woman, she was older, and the cat hair was stuck in my eye, and it was driving me nuts, and that album was being played, and I fell in love with it. I thought it was fucking fantastic. Amazing. Strange memory. I didn't even think about that for years. 1991, Circa. Yeah, that was probably just come out back then. Ah, fun. All right, and then we started off with that. Then we had Morphine with Honey White from Yes, and Just a Girl, the alternate version from Rocksteady. And we opened up the set with Memories Can't Wait by Talking Heads from Fear. Yeah. Of course, Living Color did a really great cover of that song, but I just love the original the best. I just do. I do. We're going to get in some System of a Down, some Tenacious D in the next set, and we're going to have a lot of fun. I will catch you on the flip side, people.
I have a problem that I cannot explain. I have no reason why it should have been so plain. I have no questions, but I sure have excuse. I lack the reason why I should be so confused. I know how I feel when I'm around you. I don't know how I feel when I'm around you. Pictures, though what might be the deuce. Today you saw me, you explained. Playing the show and running down the plane. I know how I feel when I'm around you. I don't know how I feel when I'm around you. I feel when I'm around you.
This is the greatest and best song in the world. Tribute. Long time ago, me and my brother Kyle here, we was hitchhiking down a long and lonesome road. All of a sudden, there shined a shiny demon in the middle of the road. And he said, play the best song in the world, or I'll eat your soul. Well, me and Kyle, we looked at each other, and we each said, okay. To say, the beast was stunned. A whip crack went his rumpet tail, and the beast was done. He asked us, be you angels? And we said, nay, we are but men. Just a tribute. Couldn't remember the greatest song in the world. Yeah, oh no, this is a tribute. Oh, to the greatest song in the world. Alright, it was the greatest song in the world. Alright, it was the best motherfucking song, the greatest song in the world. And the peculiar thing is this, my friends, the song we sang on that fateful night, it didn't actually sound anything like this song. This is just a tribute. You gotta believe it, and I wish you were there. Just a matter of opinion. Good God, God love you. I'm so surprised to find you can't stop me. A fire in the air, a rich motherfucker, come on, fix it. We'll be right back.
'cause he got no job or no friends. Life in the gutter was a terrible plight for Pee Wee the Sailor, who had lost his fight. Now he's digging in his trousers and it looks like the end. We'll be right back.
nice mutt. You're insulted, you can be bought or sold. Translation offered too low. You don't know what you want, it isn't much. My piano's for sale. How many times must I sell myself before my pieces are gone? I'm one of a kind, I'm a designer.
Are nice, that's a good thing. Except we had trouble. A couple weeks ago, my brother-in-law got hit by a car. Last time I drink and drive. I didn't hit him. He got hit, though. Now, we had to go to the hospital. You ever go, what is it? With all the technology they have, why can't they invent a gown where your ass don't hang out the back? Does that give them power over you? I guess it's hard to get lippy when there's wind blowing up your crack. Well, they try to humiliate you, don't they? Like they make you pee in a bottle. I hate that. I was in the hospital a couple years ago. Nurse came in and said, you got to pee in the bottle. When she left, I poured Mountain Dew in there. She came back in and I chugged it. She was puking for days. It's a sick world and I'm a happy guy. And a sick crowd. I like this crowd. I am a happy guy. It's nice to be here on Showtime because I got cable. I'm sure most of you got it now. Did they do this to you when you order their cable? I order it. They call me up. They go, we'll be over to install it between 8 and 5. Oh, thanks for narrowing it down. I'll send you a check between now and next December. Watch a lot of TV. I do a lot of reading. I was reading that book by Dr. Ruth Westheimer. You ever read it? Good Sex. I'm going to write my own book, Bad Sex. Then I read, Dr. Ruth is a grandmother. That's sick. You're supposed to go to your grandma's for milk and cookies, not rubbers and KY gel. Grandpa, quit hogging that love doll. Here's something I read could help you folks. They claim, scientists claim, sex helps your memory. That could come in handy. You lose your keys, honey, bend over. Oh, yeah, I left it in my coat. Thanks, dear. Thanks, honey. Write that down. That's another tip from your Uncle Er. Trying to help you folks. A lot of drugs in the news. I was reading they invented a home drug testing kit for parents. You take your kid's urine sample, then you mail it to the lab. I'll bet that makes postmen real happy. I like carrying 50 bottles of urine on a hot August day. That's a day at the beach. About Boy George, he admitted to doing heroin. That's a real shock. Guy wears makeup and a dress, does drugs too? Who'd believe it? Cut it out. It's a lot of weird music, Boy George. Punk rock's weird. Yeah, I went to one of those punk rock clubs. You ever go? It's wild. I walk in. They're supposed to be dancing. Her jump around looks like they're having spasms. This girl comes at me. She's not a dance. She says, no, but I can do that shit. Poking the ass with a hot iron. I'll do that all day. Then the waitress had a mohawk and a nail in her nose. Then she wanted a tip. I says, why don't you kill yourself? You dizzy bitch. That's a tip from your Uncle Larry. I go to a lot of weird places. I went to one of those porno movies. I know, you're shocked. A guy like me would go. I didn't want to go. My mom made me. My sister's first big film. I told you it's a sick world. I'm a happy guy. So never go, it's disgusting. I'm sitting in a porno theater. Guy next to me starts playing with himself. Piss me off, he's using my hand. Hey, you've been a great crowd. Thanks a lot. Good night.
Yeah, Larry Steve there. little Comedy Network stuff there. That's an old one. That's funny. You can tell. You can just tell how dated it was by the content of the comedy there. It's like, yeah, he's talking about, you know, waiting for the cable guy. I suppose people still do that. I have a cable too. But yeah, the 5-hour window, whatever. Oh man. All right. So before that, we had what do we have? We had a little Queens of the Stone Age. That was from the Inner Vulgaris record. I'm Designer. I am. I'm one of a kind. I am Designer. I am the Alchemist. This is Complex Cornucopia Cerebellum Cocktail Hour. And yes, my uniqueness is my uniqueness. It doesn't make me any better than you or the next person. I'm just different. And people will point and laugh at me and go, he's different. That's right. Go ahead and laugh. As long as you're laughing, I'm happy. All right, before that we had, what do we have? Please Don't Touch. Motorhead with Girl School, yeah. Ace of Spades record, that was a fun fact. A little joining of Motorhead's record, Girl School disappeared on that one track. Paul Leary from Butthole Surfers right before that from his Born Stupid record. The Answers, The Adventures of P.P. the Sailor. Yeah, that's a fun little fun, that's a fun little ditty. Tribute by Tenacious D from their first from their Tenacious D record, 2001. It's a tribute to the greatest song in the world. It's not. It's not the greatest song in the world, and it's, they don't even remember how it goes. So that's the best the part about that song. I just think that's funny as hell. Roulette by System of a Down. What a beautiful song that is. Normally a very abrasive band, but they do have that melodic side to them, and that was one of my favorite songs of theirs. Roulette from their album, Steal This Album. And John Lurie from the Get Shorty soundtrack for the interlude before that. And this is Stevie Ray Vaughan here for this interlude. And we're playing, this is from Couldn't Stand the Weather. Yeah, what an amazing guitar player this guy is. Jesus Christ, or was. I'm sorry, he's passed. Died way too young. He had just got his shit together, too. He cleaned himself up. He was off heroin. And he dies in a helicopter crash. Like, what a fuck. I saw him, like, right before that, too. The last show of his tour with Jeff Beck. Yes, tragedy. All right, what do we got coming up next? Funkadelic, George Carlin, and this is the last set, so I'll catch you on the other side of this and we'll say goodnight. But we still have some more to go on Radio Valencia.
know, folks. You do know. Living in this country, you know that every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit. High quality, grade A, prime cut, pure American bullshit. And the sad part is, most people seem indoctrinated to believe that bullshit only comes from certain places, certain sources. Advertising, politics, salesmen, not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country is completely full of shit and always has been. From the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner, it's really nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit. And I think Americans really show their ignorance when they say they want their politicians to be honest. What are these fucking cretins talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into American life, the whole system would collapse. No one would know what to do. Honesty would fuck this country up. And I think deep down Americans know that. That's why they elected and reelected Bill Clinton. You betcha. You betcha. Yeah. Because the American people like their bullshit right out front where they can get a good, strong whiff of it. Clinton might be full of shit, but at least he lets you know it. Doesn't he? Dole tried to hide it, didn't he? Dole kept saying, I'm a plain and honest man. Bullshit. People don't believe that. What did Clinton say? He said, hi, folks, I'm completely full of shit, and how do you like that? And the people said, you know something? At least he's honest. At least he's honest about being completely full of shit.
your shabby raincoat. Where are you tonight? Cheap purple baby doll dress, a gardenia in your hair. Much taller and stronger than me, a forbidden dream, a dream.
Yeah. Yes, everyone seems to be asleep.
Come to the end of the show, folks. Yeah. A lot of fun, the show. I had fun. A little bit of barbecue and bullshit. That's what the night's theme was. Yeah. So, I mean, mostly bullshit. Didn't have a whole lot of barbecue in this episode. A little bit of food references early on, but I quickly dropped that notion and just went straight into bullshit. All right. So, you just heard Dear World by Nine Inch Nails from their Not Actual Events album. 2016, with later stuff by Trent there, as well as later stuff by Iggy Pop, yeah, Gardenia, from the post-pop depression album, and that came out in the same year, 2016, yeah, late revival, great music, local band, defunct, but just amazing, 2010 release from Space Vacuum from Outer Space, from their album Epitaxy Center, a song called New Wave Parents. Which I bet you younger generation people really have a lot of those, you know. I was of that age where New Wave was the thing. So I wasn't really a New Wave kid. I was more of a metalhead at that time. I later came to appreciate a lot of the music from that scene. Posthumously to the scene, right? The scene was long gone by the time I figured out. Hey, Johnny Come Lately, dude. Hey, man, did you know about this? Oh, fuck, that's been extinct for 10 years. Yeah, I love it. It's fucking brand new to me. By all means, a track by Groundation, 2009 release from their album Here I Am, which is a freaking fantastic album of theirs. They have a lot of great music. They've even got some newer music, and I could have played something from their newest album tonight, but I've chosen to play this instead. Well, that's because I love this band, and I love all their history and all their great stuff. And then we had... before that, we had American Bullshit. George Carlin, man, he just slinging it like he is, man. We could have really used him in this day and age. We really could. But a lot of what he's, I mean, a lot of the stuff he's talking about back in the 90s and early 2000s, man, this shit's already, this is here. It's here. It's here. I mean, it's, you know, he was talking about that, and it's just gotten worse. It's just, really, people have just gotten dumber as a nation. We have. Dumber. You and your folks, me and my folks, yes. Classic track, Funkadelic, Maggot Brain, 1971. Love Funkadelic, man. What a fantastic band that is. Beautiful piece of music we're listening to right now. It's called Blue Nile by Mulatu Destake and the Heliocentrics from the album Inspiration, Inspiration Information Volume 3. And I'm going to send you off with one last great track here. The lovely Billie Holiday, who I did mention earlier when I played Nina Simone. Yes. There's nothing more special than sending you off with a little bit of Billie Holiday. So I'll see you in 2 weeks. I won't be here next week, so 2 weeks.
A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. Two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs filled with passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome. passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, man must have his mate that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes.
The MacGyver smoker is a very handy guy to have around, especially when it comes to reefer.
Hey, man, we're out of papers.
All right, then get me a toilet paper roll, a corkscrew, and some tinfoil.
We don't have a corkscrew.
All right, then get me an avocado, an ice pick, and my snorkel. Trust me, bro, I've made bargains with less. Hurry up.
You trespass. And you owe me a fucking new door.